Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Enjoy my intro music, but I wanted to go ahead and get up on the show as soon as I could. I know I was maybe 2 minutes late getting up on the show, as I was told by my daughter, "Daddy, you're 2 minutes late getting up on the show." So anyway, thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show again. I appreciate it. If it wasn't for you guys, I would not be here. So thank you. The call-in number to the show, if you want to call into the show, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook and Twitter. And so if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W Show. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, you can type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Okay? And also, those of you who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com, there's an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, you can set it up where you'll be able to get, whether you want an email alert or whatever of the show, you'll get daily show notes about the show before it starts. And so whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? And again, guys, remember, this is me talking, okay? This is me talking. It's not some big guru or anything like that that knows full scope of everything. I don't, okay? I never have said that I do. But I'm getting tons of emails from people who listen to the show and say some weird stuff. But again, I appreciate you guys listening in. Now, I appreciate criticism as well. You know, there is a level of criticism, okay? And I know I may be throwing this out there, but there's a level of criticism here. If you don't like what I do on my show, you don't have to listen to the show, okay? If you don't like the topic of the show, you don't have to listen to that show, all right? So, you know, I think that's as best I can put it, all right? That's as best I can put it. So I got tons of emails about my show, about Noah's Ark, okay, that I did on last evening. But like I said, I looked at several stories about Noah's Ark online, and this was one that intrigued me, okay? This is my show. So I can talk about whatever I want on my show. If you don't like what I'm talking about, like I said before, don't listen to the show. Go listen to another show, okay? I'd appreciate that more than getting funky emails and people sending funky things to my Facebook. All right? I'm not going to spend my whole show today, you know, telling people that, this kind of stuff. But I wanted to get that out there. I had to kind of get that off my chest. Okay? And so now we'll move on with the show. Today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. For all your tax or accounting needs, call those professionals at CPA on Duty. All right? 770-732-0244. Excuse me, guys. Again, I know I told you guys last night, I'm kind of getting over a little bug I had over the weekend, but I'm getting a lot better. My voice is still a little harsh, but I'm getting better. I should be better tomorrow. I'll be better on Thursday. I'll be better on Friday. Okay? So hang in there with me. Now, I have a great show for you today. And if you want to call in and weigh in on the show, guys, you can call 818-301-5888. 334. And when you call into the show, just follow my call screener's prompts and press 1 if you want to talk to me or be on the air, okay? And so today's show is called The Casualties of Physical Violence to a Spouse or a Significant Other. The reason I wanted to do this show was because I heard some things. I talked to some people that said some things about this subject that I didn't like, okay? So I set up a show in order to talk about it, all right? And some of these things were said, and like I said, I didn't like them at all, simply because when I grew up, my mom and dad divorced when I was maybe 6 years old. But my dad was a drinker, and he'd come to the house, and you know, after drinking, and he'd start to get physical with my mom. And because of that, she would get physical as well and put him out. Okay? And guys, when you've been drinking and you start some kind of physical violence, or maybe not even violence, but when you start to do something physical, your properties aren't there. So you can't do the things that you normally do without falling apart. And what I mean by that is, when you've been drinking, your body doesn't act the same. Okay? Your body doesn't act the same. You can't fight when you're drunk. That's why you see a lot of people that have accidents, car accidents, and they've been drinking. Then usually they don't really get hurt, because you may hit something and your body's just like a noodle, and it may go in different ways, and you may not even get hurt. But when you haven't been drinking and you have a car accident, then you try to brace yourself for the impact, and that's where you get hurt. That's where you have, you know, you break some bones and stuff like that, because you've braced yourself for the impact. So, excuse me. So what I'm saying is, so my dad used to come to the house after he'd been drinking, and wanted to get physical. So after a while, after a few years, once I got a bit older, and he came to the house and wanted to get physical with my mom, then me and my siblings, I have an older brother and two older sisters, and we were old enough at that time to fight against him. And the reason I'm saying is because if there's someone out there that's doing this type stuff, or having these physical altercations with their spouse or their significant other, and you maybe have kids in the house, I'm going to tell you, one day that son or that daughter gonna fight against you guys. And I don't want to, you know, put it on guys, because women fight their men as well. There are a lot of women out there who initiate this physical altercation, And a lot of women out there who, you know, who will sock or knock down, you know, their man or their significant other. And that's something else. But I'm speaking, excuse me, primarily to my guys out there, my young guys out there who may not understand what they have as far as a woman. And, you know, and if you love someone, if you love someone, if you love that woman the way that you should, if you're with her and you love her the way you say you love her, then this physical stuff shouldn't even come into play. If it has to get physical, guys, you need to walk out, leave, and come back another time. Once you calm down, or she comes down or whatever, then get back together and communicate. See how this started and see if you can fix it. Because if you don't, I guarantee you, someone's going to get hurt. Okay? Someone's going to get hurt. And then you see, you know, you see in the movies and all this stuff where, you know, the guys may slap their women around, and then after he slaps her around, then he's going, oh, baby, I'm sorry, and pick her up and kiss her. You know, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry. That's too late. It's too late. And she'll never, ever, ever, ever forget that. Never. She'll never forget that. If you want to call into the show and weigh in on the subject, 818-301-5834. Another casualty of being physical or violent, physically violent with your spouse or your significant other is, if you have kids in the home, your kids see you, see the way you're treating your spouse. And that's what they're learning. So they grow up. When they get a spouse, they're going to do the same thing because that's what they know. So guys, I'm pleading with you. If, you know, some people need help in this area, professional help in this area. And if you do, please go and get some help. Because as I said before, nothing good is going to come out of it. And somebody's going to get really, really hurt by it. Not only they're going to be hurt, you know, physically, but they're going to be hurt mentally as well. Guys, I just got a note put in front of me. If you could give me just a minute, I'll be right back on the show, okay? Hang on. Okay, guys, I'm sorry about that. But, see, like I said, there's going to be some problems there. There are going to be some big problems there. And you'll probably go to jail. Okay? If the police is called, you'll probably go to jail. And then that's going to cost you again. Then you'll probably lose your spouse because she doesn't want to get knocked around. I know you don't want to get knocked around. You know, if you put your shoe on the other foot, That's the way you should, that's the way she feels. So the thing I'm saying is you should be taking care of her as best as you can and being physically violent with your spouse or your significant other or what girlfriend or whatever is just not the road to take. It is, it's bad. Okay? And I don't know how else to put it, because I've seen it. I've been an eyewitness to it. And I said to myself that I would never do that to my spouse when I get married. That would never happen. Okay? I don't care how much you've been drinking or whatever, because that's not an excuse. Drinking's not an excuse. And I don't care how much you want to be the dominant one over this relationship, that's not an excuse. There is no excuse for being physically violent with a spouse or a significant other. None. Zero. And like I said, this got to me so it hit home so much with me. This, you know, what was said, it hit home so much with me that I wanted to get on the air and do a show about it. Because I've been an eyewitness to it. And it's nothing but bad, bad, bad. Okay? It's nothing but bad. So, guys and girls out there, men and women out there, I know I got a lot of young listeners who listen to my show. I mean, I have all age ranges that listen to my show, from high schoolers to middle-aged people that listen to my show. White, black, Latino, I know I have those out there. So no matter how old you are, no matter what race you are, being physically violent is not the way to go. Okay? It's not the way to go. And like I said, if you need help within this area, please, please get help before someone gets hurt. Okay? Please do that. Because if you go to jail for domestic violence, the judge isn't going to be, isn't going to slap you on the wrist. Let's put it that way. Not going to slap you on the wrist. If you saw the movie, what was the movie with Denzel Washington and one of the professional basketball players, Ray Allen. The movie was called, I can't think of the movie, but Denzel Washington was in jail because he killed his wife. But he said it was an accident. And what happened was, when his son was young, he told his son to do this and do that. And his son talked back to him, and his son got up from the table, and Denzel said, "Sit down, boy." And he went and got him and grabbed him, and then the wife was like, "Leave him alone, let him be," and this and that. And he snatched away from her one time, and then she went back at him and grabbed him and was saying, "Let him go, let our son go." And then he smacked her in the face. And she fell in the kitchen, and when she fell, she hit her head against the stove, and that killed her. And he went to jail for that. Okay, and so that was something that was more of an accident more than a fight. Okay, so, you know, but you got to think that more than that had happened before that. For him to push her and smack her like that, that had happened before. It's not something that happened just at once. Okay? So they probably fought a lot. All right? So, guys, I'm just about out of time, but I wish I could do more with this. But I hopefully I've grabbed one person. I've gotten through to one person. If I got through to one person tonight, I'm happy. Okay? So, believe me, guys, stay away from being physical with your spouse or your significant other. Believe me, you don't want to go there. It's not going to be pretty. All right? And you're going to lose that person. You're going to lose them. So, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Remember, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Love you guys and take care of yourself. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Have a great rest of the week. And please, please, please be safe. It's raining. It's going to rain the rest of the week into the weekend. So be safe, drive careful, and take care of your spouse or your significant other. Take care of them. Don't beat them. Take care, guys. So I have a couple of people still up on the show. One from the 678 area code, the first three digits are 353. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
This Case, man, what's up?
Case, what's going on, bud?
Shit, I can't call it with you no good.
I don't know what's happening with you.
Not a whole lot, man. I got off work a little early today. Got your text, so I logged on and started listening to you.
Okay. All right. Hang on for 1 second. Let me see who else this is up on the show. From the 404 area code, the first three digits are 447. Who's this? You're up on the show with Frank Williams. Hello? Hello. I guess they're not up on the show anymore. They seem to be still there. Hey, Cage, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot, man. Sounds like somebody got mic shy, huh?
Yeah. No big deal, though. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Like I said, I came in a little early today, and I got your text, and I saw the subject that you was talking about, so I just chimed in, you know. I don't get a chance to listen in that much because I always be at work when you're on the air.
Right.
I had a chance to get on and listen today, so I said I'm going to chime in.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate that, man. I did this show, like I said, I was kind of pissed off from what, you know, some people had said, you know, when we were talking about this stuff. So I just wanted to do a show on it and hopefully they were listening and can figure it out, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Because that don't get you nowhere, like you were saying, brother. I mean, you know, I don't know what be going through people's head when they be doing that, but like you say, a person only going to take that for so long, you know. Then you're going to lose them, and you're going to lose them, and ain't no telling what kind of legal problems you're going to have on top of that. You know,
that's right.
This model is just not right, man. It just don't make no sense, you know. And, you know, I came up, I know you was talking about, you know, how you came up and stuff. I know I came up in a house where, you know, I never did see that happen, you know. And
right.
It was kind of like a culture shock for me when I first, you know, the older you get, the more you realize stuff and, you know, you experience more stuff and you meet different people and different backgrounds and stuff, you know. And it was just like a different world for me to hear about how, you know, spouses be into that, you know. And I appreciate my parents for bringing up the way they brought me up. Well, I had never seen any violence in the house, you know. And, you know,
right.
I feel for people that have to go through that, man, because like you say, it does a lot to you mentally, man. It does a lot to you mentally.
Oh, yeah, it does a lot to you, man. I know, you know, maybe I'm sure your parents had arguments and stuff like that, but they, you know, they kept that to themselves. They didn't, you know, they didn't let you see it. They didn't let you see it, and they didn't let you see, you know, other stuff that were happening. All you saw them being together and you know, being with each other. You didn't see, you know, other stuff and things like that. If you gotta argue with her all the time and stuff like that, you can do that. Everybody have arguments, but let it be behind closed doors where your kids can't hear it or can't see it.
Exactly. So like you said, you know, ain't nobody perfect. So I know they had disagreements and whatnot, and everybody do. But it's a way to handle that. And like you say, it's just everything kids shouldn't see, you know. You just shouldn't see it. So,
And I was telling the guy then, I'm like, man, you got a son. You just had a daughter. Now, your son, you know, you showing your son how to treat a woman. That's what you're doing right now. You showing your son how to treat a woman, and if you showing him this bad part of it, that's what he gonna pick up on. He gonna, you know, when he get him a woman, he gonna be like, you know, shut up, smack upside the head or something, and because that's where he learned from you.
That's right. He gonna repeat the things he saw growing up. You know, kids ain't never sponges. They pick up everything you do. So that's exactly it. You know, and the daughter, she gonna be just like his mom. She might not be satisfied till she get a man that, you know, treats her like her dad treated her mom, you know. And you don't want that for your daughter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
We have to think about that, man.
And I know, you know, that, and like I was saying about, you know, get older and your son get older or whatever, and I guarantee you, if you smack his mama around, he's coming after you.
Yep, that's
you know,
true.
He ain't gonna he ain't gonna be on your side at all. But
nope.
He ain't gonna sit around and let you push mama around. He gonna be on her
right.
side every time.
That's right. That's right.
Every
because,
time.
You know, like you said, most of the time it'd be the male that'd be the more aggressive. Like you said, you have some women, like you were saying, that'd be the more aggressive like that. But most of the time, it'd be the male. And,
yeah.
you know, he's like, gonna sit in there and just keep watching you do that, you know, especially if you got son.
Right. Right. So, man, that, you know, that just went all over me. So, that's, you know, that's why I did a show about it, because it just got to me. It got to me. I guess it hit home with me. But, you know, that's how I go. But like I say, hopefully I got through to at least one person out there, if not more. But that's it, man. Hey, I know you heard about Willie, right?
Hold on, Snap.
I
take you off that speakerphone. Say what now?
I know you heard about Willie, right?
Willie, talking about EJ Brother-in-law?
No.
Willie.
You know, Willie Banks and Charles brother.
No, I ain't hear about what happened.
He died. Oh,
man, I ain't know nothing about that.
Yeah,
Willie the youngest brother?
Huh?
Was Willie the young brother?
Yeah, he was younger than Charles and Fred and all them. I think he was the youngest brother.
Yeah, no, man.
You met Willie,
before,
hey?
Yeah, I met him. I think I met all his brothers and sisters before. Yeah, I met Willie before.
Yeah. Yeah, he died. He had a heart attack, man. It was right before Christmas.
What?
So it was a few weeks ago. Yeah. Yep.
Nah,
right before Christmas, man. He died.
Man, nah, I ain't know nothing about that. Because you remember I told you probably about a couple months back when I told you we had stopped by Miss Jane Lee House. And, you know, up there, you remember when I was telling you about I was on the street and stuff.
Yeah.
On Carver Drive, probably about however long, probably back in the summer or whatever. But that's the last time I had heard any, you know, heard anything from any of them on that side. Because, like you
right.
said, you know, Charles ain't with the kind of mama no more, so
right.
I don't really talk to him that much, man. No, I ain't know nothing about that, man. I know Lakonda didn't know because she ain't mentioned it to me.
Yeah. So, I guess maybe let her know, but, man, that was pretty wild. My brother called me and told me he died.
Man, yeah, I know that hit them hard, yeah.
I know it, man. I know it did. They stayed pretty close.
Mm-hmm. They stayed real close, you know. Especially with Miss Jane Lee. Like I told you, she had that guy at the hospital breaking her hip when I was around there then. And, man. No, I showed it. No, I ain't know nothing about that. Man.
Yeah.
More than likely, Lakonda mama didn't know nothing about it either because she would say it, huh?
Yeah, she probably didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So, yeah, man, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, that did wild there. Man.
Yep. But anyway, shit, boy, I appreciate you listening to the show, man. Stay up on it when you can.
Like you said, man, usually this time of night, I'll be probably just getting at the house and stuff. So, you know, last week when I listened in, you had that early show. I caught you before I went in that day. So, you know, every now and then I'll get a chance to chime in. It'd be so crazy when I be at work, I don't even have time to really, you know, chime in and listen like I want to. So I don't even call in if I'm still at work or whatever.
Today
when you hit me, when the text came through, I was like, you know, I can listen in today.
Yeah. So I'm trying to set up some kind of list where I can send out send out something, you know, to let people know that the show getting ready to start or whatever. I'm trying to set up a good list for that. But, you know,
when the text came through today, you had to individually, like, text it out, or you just went through your, like, phone list or whatever?
I can go through my phone list and, you know, and, like, click on everybody that I want to get the text, and then I could just send one text out, and it'll go to everybody I got on the list.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get me a good list together, because some people in my phone that I send it, but I don't really know who the hell this is. And
I have a name by it, still don't really know who it is.
Still don't know who it is. And I got a couple of people that sent me a note back today saying that this a business line and stop texting this line or whatever, and you know, all kind of stuff like that. So I wrote their name down so I could scratch them out. I'm just trying to get me a good list set up.
I know it, man. I fucked around a lot about probably about a month